USA Radio News.
Today, the United States handed down more sanctions to Russia. This comes on the heels of a U.S. Senate hearing that was dealing with cyber threats. Congressman Lee Zeldin has more on what today's announcement is all about.
What is announced today has to do with Russia supplying support to North Korea. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the trajectory that we're on is one that is getting towards cutting off diplomatic relations toward Russia, cutting off exports to Russia.
20-year-old University of Iowa student Molly Tibbetts was found dead earlier this morning in rural Iowa. Now, police have scheduled a news conference for 5 o'clock Eastern time to provide more details. Dan Shore is a former police investigator. He explains why this entire investigation was kept so close to the vest.
Well, that's a smart investigative strategy. You don't want to give all the information you have to people out there.
Tibbetts' body was said to be found just south of Interstate 80 on Iowa Highway 21. This is USA Radio News.
When working at a growing business, you wear many hats. The new business hat, the buying toner for the copy machine hat, the sifting through tons of resumes hat. You can throw away that last hat thanks to Indeed.com. When posting your job, Indeed lets you add screener questions that give you a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates. So go ahead, dust off that extra-long lunch hat. Hiring's better when you've got your shortlist. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Multiple sources are reporting that Michael Cohen, President Trump's former attorney, has entered a plea agreement with federal prosecutors in the Southern District of New York. An Ohio man who admitted wanting to work for ISIS has been sentenced to prison. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
He pleaded guilty to terror-related charges, and he's been handed 15 years in prison. Also, Marlon Hicks of Crown Point, Indiana, was sentenced to 3 years supervised release after his prison term. He pleaded guilty in 2016 to distributing information regarding the manufacture and use of explosives with the intent that the information be used for and in furtherance of a violent crime in the United States. Prosecutors say Hicks talked online with individuals who were cooperating with the government about carrying out a domestic attack. He also said he wanted to travel to Islamic State-controlled territory. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
From the creator of The Simpsons and Futurama,
this is a bad time to be coming down off of that high,
comes an epic tale.
I like war, but I wouldn't say I love it.
Of growing up.
Isn't there a point in everyone's life where they need to go figure out who they are?
In the dark ages.
I want to get rid of all the diseases plaguing mankind and replace them with worse ones.
Disenchantment.
Anybody looks at her, they get their head chopped off.
Boy, did I look at her.
Only on Netflix.
President Trump suggested today on Twitter that one of his biggest critics in the intelligence community, James Clapper, is on his side in the dispute with former CIA director John Brennan. The president tweeted, "Even James Clapper has admonished John Brennan for going totally off the rails. Maybe Clapper is being nice so he doesn't lose his security clearance for lying to Congress." Meanwhile, Senator James Lankford of Oklahoma says he doesn't even understand why people still have their security clearance if they're not working anymore.
Security clearance is not some asset that you can go monetize. You have a security clearance so that you can serve the American people. And if you plan to be able to go monetize that after the fact, that's a very different issue. And so the president has every right to be able to pull that away from somebody, and he's exercised that right. But again, end of the day, the president can rise above, and he's the president of the United States.
Lankford also shares what his constituents are saying about the security clearance being pulled.
Frankly, most Americans that I've talked to and most Oklahomans certainly are a little confused why they still have their security clearance after they left the last administration. A security clearance is not just a forever institution. It has to be renewed frequently, and it's there for a purpose, so you have access to classified information. They don't need that classified information at this point. They're not in the administration any longer. They're not in an environment where they have a need to know on this, and so it is very different. And so for Brennan to be able to step out and to say the president's treasonous and to be able to attack him every day, the president's just simply responding with, this person's irrational. He doesn't need to be able to have a security clearance anymore. It seems like a pretty straightforward response.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.